Jesus, he's right, Joshua thought. You knew you were committed after you took the contract, but instinct, that bloody, obstinate, indefinable mental itch he suffered from, and trusted. Instinct told him to run. Run now and run fast. All right, he said. We stay with them for now. But at the first, and I really mean first, Warlo, sign of the shit hitting the fan, then we are out of orbit at 10 G's. Commitment or no commitment.
Thank God somebody's got some sense, Melvin murmured. Sarah, I want a constant monitor of all the observation satellite data from now on. Any other shit-loopy atmospheric happenings pop up, and I want to be informed immediately.
Yes, Captain.
Also, Melvin, set up a real-time review program of the grav detector satellite's data. I don't intend us to be dependent on the Gemmel informing us whether we've got company.
Gotcha, Joshua, Melvin sang.
Divey, nodes to be charged to maximum capacity until further notice. I want to be able to jump within 30 seconds.
Now, designed for long-term readiness.
They'll last for 5 days in that state. It'll be settled one way or another by then, and I have the money for maintenance.
Divey shrugged his shoulders against the couch webbing.
Yes, sir.
Joshua tried to relax his body, but eventually gave up and ordered his neural mnemonics to send overrides into his muscles. As they began to slacken, he accessed the fleet's command communication channels again and started to format a program which would warn him if one of the ships dropped out of the network unexpectedly. It wasn't much, but it might be worth a couple of seconds. The atmospheric probes began to lose height, sliding down towards the surface of the red cloud.
"Systems are functioning perfectly," the flight's controlling officer reported. "There's no sign of the electronic warfare effect."
She flew them to within 5 meters of the top, then leveled them out. There was no reaction from the serene red plane.
"Air analysis is negative. Whatever holds the boundary together seems to be impermeable. None of it is drifting upwards."
"Send the probes in," Terence ordered. The first probe eased its way towards the surface, observed by cameras on the second. As it touched the top of the lair, a fan of red haze jetted up behind it, arcing with slow smoothness, like powder-fine dust in low gravity.
"It is a solid," Terence exclaimed.
"I knew it."
"Nothing registering, sir, no particles, only water vapor, humidity rising sharply."
The probe sank deeper, vanishing from its twin's view. Its data transmission began to fissure.
"High static charge building up over the fuselage," the control officer reported. "I'm losing it."
The probe's data vise dissolved into garbage, then cut off. Terence Smith ordered the second one down. They didn't learn anything new. Contact was lost 25 seconds after it had plowed into the cloud.
"Static charged vapor," Terence said in confusion. "Is that all?"
Oliver Thwellin cancelled the data vise from Gemmel's flight computer. The bridge was dimly lit, every officer lying on an acceleration couch, eyes closed as they helped coordinate the fleet's approach.
"It reminds me of a gas giant's rings," the captain said.
"Minute charged particles held together with a magnetic flux.
The Blackhawks say there's no magnetic flux, only the standard planetary magnetic field,"
Terence corrected automatically.
"Was there any sign of biological activity?"
he asked the flight control officer on the Cyania.
"No, sir," she said. "No chemicals present either, just water."
"Then why is it glowing?"
"I don't know, sir. There must be a light source of some kind deeper inside where the probes can't reach."
"What are you going to do?" Oliver Thwellin asked.
"It's a screen, a canopy. They're covering up whatever they're doing below. It's not a weapon."
"It might only be a screen, but it's beyond our ability to create. You can't commit your forces against a total unknown, and certainly not one of that magnitude. Standard military doctrine."
There are over 20 million people down there, including my friends. I can't leave without at least making one attempt to find out what's going on. Standard military doctrine is to scout first. That's what we'll do.